Good afternoon and welcome to another tech enablement webinar workshop provided in group with Connecticut Associated Builders and Contractors Association. I'm Andreas, founder and CEO here at CRE Collaborative. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, finding time to get educated in the world of tech enablement so you can do more business much faster and in ways never possible before. For those of you tuning in for the first time, you can ask questions through the chat throughout the workshop, as well as at the end, we'll provide some time. Thank you again for joining. Sound and audio check. We're starting a few minutes late today. However, we're going to get started in just a moment. For those of you that don't know, the Associated Builders and Contractors Association in Connecticut is working in partnership with CRE Collaborative to drive even greater value for you, the members, by providing technology enablement classes, as well as a whole host of services through our platform, CRE Collaborative. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's topic is going to be how to thrive, some cases survive, now in the post-COVID world, using the latest technology to ensure you're in the right place, that your brand is meet in front of the right people, and that jobs are where you need them to be. To do that, we're going to walk through a few slides, as well as the platform. And as a bonus, at the end of today's workshop, we're actually going to go through 7 security tips and tricks to, one, see if you've been hacked and compromised, and two, how to prevent being hacked. As the world continues to evolve digitally, now more than ever, having and being a digital company, having a digital mindset, is paramount. To do that, you need to not only define who you are as a business and adjust, in many cases, from Excel to using CRMs to having open communication through chat, especially given the remote work environment we live in today. To accelerate that change, the CRE Collaborative team is available 24/5 to support you in that endeavor, operating as a CTO or almost an IT department, a resource to manage your technology to help you get to your business outcomes. The way it all works is the CRE Collaborative platform is an all-in-one 2.0 technology marketing network. The platform connects you to your data to each other, and your peers, properties, projects, services, out on demand using our proprietary algorithms and technology. Basically, simplifying technology for you, for your real estate business, and for the industry. We do this in 4 steps. First and foremost, identifying business goals. I myself am a 15-year broker, third-generation real estate developer. As my real estate business, my goals are simple. I need to identify new business, new clients, new projects. As a builder, as a contractor, it's the same. Where can I find business and bid on jobs? How do I more efficiently close the existing business I have? How do I make sure things aren't falling behind, that I'm staying up to date with all of the changes in the industry, procedures, or the latest building methods and zoning? Improving your operations and expanding your team. If you haven't thought about bringing someone on to handle this technology or expanding marketing in a way to get to the right audience ahead of your fellow builders, contractors, is your best foot forward. Using our technology will bridge that gap and get you there much faster. We then look at and review your business processes and do a technology assessment. What are you using? What technology is out there? Many of you are familiar with some of your CAD programs as an easy example. And some of you are old enough to say, well, I would have never used that. But the industry uses it and they found it to not only benefit their business, but allow them to work faster and they make much more money on the bottom line because they have transparency into how things are being done. And everybody understands that format. That same principle has to be applied across your other technology, social media, and marketing. So you can have proper human resource management, tracking, efficiency, client relationship management, and brand management. I also want to point out Howard Oliver is on the call today as a bonus. He's our VP of marketing here. He will be talking a bit on marketing as we go through the different parts of this presentation. Third step with us is we provide a full technology recommendation, a technology toolbox. Just like you wouldn't show up into the job site without your tools, showing up to do business, to find business, to grow your business, you need to bring the right tools. What type of data do you need? Which technology should you be using? Everything from virtualization of buildings to zoning due diligence, all the way through to proposals and submitting proposals Lastly, in an ongoing effort, our platform and our advisors will support you as we continue to optimize with you. So everything is customizable based on your needs. You're successful in business for a reason. We want to take that success, those processes, apply computing power where we can, so you can focus on building, and we'll help you focus on the development. We do all of this within the Siri Collaborative Platform, which acts as a dynamic digital representation of you, your properties, and your projects. Think of it almost as a digital twin. Within the platform, or the platform itself, actually hosts all of your data across all of your technology, connecting your business from end to end, your employees to each other, your employees out to the industry, all while taking in your data, enhancing it, and giving you actionable insights from it. In short, it is a universal hub, a single source of truth, the way in which you operate digitally as you evolve your mindset. With that, let's take a look at the platform. We'll check for questions in just a minute. The reason the platform has to operate as an aggregator, regardless of whether you're a broker, builder, investor, developer, is 6 years ago, there were 80 technologies in use. And I, as a broker, was spending about 2 hours a day on them. 2 hours of my workday. Think about the dollars and cents lost spending 2 hours doing that. Today, there are 8,000 technologies. Not enough hours in the day to be everywhere I need to be, to know what I need to know across that many solutions. So this system will take in all that information and optimize you and your business alongside with them. When we're talking about site selection and acquisition, using technology, you can go get as much business as you want. You still have to work for it, but you have to know where to look. What data is important? What are the zoning changes happening in a market? What are the economic changes? These are some of the best of breed technologies today. Many of you will recognize some of these, if not all. But once you identify that asset, then that data has to grow. What about reaching out to the proper parties, understanding what could be built through virtual reality, 3D modeling, and marketing to prospect the deal shown here? Now you can pass that. You're building it, buying it, building it, managing a job, underwriting, transaction management, as well as leasing spaces. The data continues to move down this transaction life cycle. To truly evolve and take full advantage of all the technology available, when we get to the construction side, asset management, facility side, imagine knowing all of that zoning data up front, knowing what you can do and can't do as your engineers are building, knowing what's going on next door. All of this lives together within your Creco.ai platform profile. It looks something like this. First and foremost, to build something easily understood by everyone in the industry, we started with the one thing we all work on daily, asset level data. Searching properties, searching people, searching companies. What are the assets that the person, property, or company is involved in? Well, I, as a broker, I'm a retail sales guy. I also handle land, multifamily, and office. You, as a developer, might be industrial. Might be heavy engineering. By coming in and defining your digital twin here, this not only gives you the opportunity to fully visualize and understand who you are and where you're going in this year and the following years, but it now becomes a living and breathing business card. It can go out and interact across all of the different social media channels, just as you used to at shows or at Chamber of Commerce or other events. It showcases not only who you are, but who you're with. What associations do you belong to? Most importantly, what are the deals you've done? What are the deals you have? And what are the services you offer? Because when I find this, or consumer, potential consumer client finds this, they really start to understand who you are. And this helps them want to do business with you because your track record is here, your successes. So first, your digital profile is defined. Then getting this profile out across the proper channels is the next biggest step to thriving. In 2021. LinkedIn has shown 64% growth in traffic and audience at this stage. Twitter, 52% growth. Facebook, explosive growth. Why? We're all at home. We're all on these social channels. And make no mistake, I was the guy who said that Twitter was for people that can't write and Instagram's for people that can't read. But my business, my brokerage, this is my brokerage profile, by the way, is now on these channels. And we're bringing in 2 to 3 leads a week. Just passively through the system doing its job. So what you're seeing here is the My Social dashboard, where your digital twin properties and services are auto-populated in You can monitor, track, analyze, and otherwise adjust your marketing across every channel, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google My Business. And if you don't have Google My Business, please go there first. You'll see that my posts, my traffic, my engagement, all of it is on its way up. Why? Because the system knows when to post things and it's auto-posting my deals, my profile, my properties. And because of this intelligence built into the system and the reporting that we're getting back, I know that when I'm posting on Facebook, or rather when the system's posting on Facebook, it is much more effective for me to promote my team than it is for me to promote properties. Versus LinkedIn, where it's much more effective for me to post properties and not talk about my team. So I understand what people want to see. And by taking that information, I get to go be a step ahead of everyone else. Additionally, and Howard can chime in on this, when we start to talk about websites and SEO, when your brand, links, website are in multiple places, especially proven, respected markets like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, your rankings go up. Your site ranks higher on Google. Notice Google My Business. Many people don't know that you can post to Google My Business. And by posting through there, you're going to rank higher than everyone else.
Andreas?
Yes.
I've seen industry people who care about Google My Business really prove strongly that it's a better play in terms of spending money on ads than Facebook, for example. You get tremendous results.
Anywhere you look now, people are talking about Google My Business or Google in general, getting their business out there. This is a low cost, but not even the ads, we're not talking ads yet, just in general promoting your business. And the system and our team will work with you and get you set up on each of these. It almost operates as a checklist on what you need to do to get where you need to be online, working your way down. In real time, you'll actually be able to review what's happening not only on your website, but across Twitter. So who am I as it relates to my competitor? Who do you go up against for jobs? Is it somebody that might be doing better than you on social media? Because I can guarantee your consumers are on social media. They're looking. They want to see what you've done. Now, if I am a client and I'm picking which company I want to do business with, am I going to go with the company with the larger market share or the smaller market share? In general, in any proposal, you want the company that's doing the most at the best value.
Some of our clients commit to a 1 month surge on the system, building up the sites that they might not have. And we can help do that because, for example, Google My Business is not perfectly intuitive. It takes some know-how. We can get you going over a month, build the whole thing out, and really have an impact on the revenue that you're generating, your deal flow.
It doesn't take a lot of effort and time, but it does take smart time, using your time wisely. And that's where, you know, learning 8,000 technologies, managing 8,000 technologies, that's not what you signed up for. That's not what you do for a living. It is what Cracker does for a living. And that's the difference. You wouldn't try to draw the plans the architect draws as the roofer. Moving forward across Twitter, your web, tracking, reporting, all there for you. Additionally, the ability to post manually, but with the added intelligence of this is the best time to post on Friday, because this is the time at which most of my network is online. Social is a small but important driver. It is today's networking events. It's today's luncheons. It is what you do to go out and build and raise your profile. Above and beyond that, your storefront, your office building, the reason people want to do business and they dig into you further is landing pages, websites, your digital presence. And we'll cover that in just a few moments. So as far as the My Social tool, rapid posting, scheduled posting, analysis of what you're doing and how you're doing it. Note here, as a broker, my postings are around properties. As a owner, builder, developer, contractor, your postings can be around your past deals. As an example, John Mena over Diversity Construction. This is who John is. This is what his company does. They were connected with us through ABC, and these are the other projects done. An airport in Winchester, the elementary school Fairfield renovation project, so on and so forth. But just like that, when I recommend someone, when the client gets that information or a consumer finds this person, they know because everyone likes to read and consume this information today. They know everything about that person they need to know to make that decision on whether or not they should do business. CRE Collaborative is always free to search, network, and promote. The My Social tool is a premium service. For less than the cost of cable, you can be everywhere. In addition, there are enterprise-level services and add-ons with marketing that Howard heads up, as well as other services. But let's continue through this side so we can then jump over to the security and the marketing of it all. Now, search properties, search people for Dashlane. First, we showed you how to create yourself and how that digital twin will be presented out across all your social media, passively bringing in business. Now let's talk about actively building business. As a GC, contractor, builder, I'm going to want to do one thing. Find the owners I want to do business with. Understand the jobs that are happening so I can bid competitively. So here I am searching Connecticut. Notice it's by asset class, by financials, by location, things we all understand. Now here within the system, 330 Myrtle Avenue. Development deal, pretty straightforward. But because I understand how to find the assets I like, I can now use Creco to follow that asset, understand the shifts in the market, start to network and interact with the owners, brokers, principals, as well as take advantage of the completely customizable dashboard, wherein we include, and the system through AI and machine learning starts to populate additional data. What do I mean by additional data? Well, how about economic data? How about zoning data? What's being built? What's happening with the market? Should I build here? Should I not build here? This is what brings in your investors, your brokers, and the rest of the industry. Add to that, specific to the building, design, build, and engineering, there is technology that will help you handle not only the bidding process, but record all of receipts, time on site, and adjust your timeline for delivery. So as an example, moving across from search assets, well, all right, maybe I have the asset. I already have the deal. Well, now I need the person, people to close that deal, whether it's the lawyer, whether it's you, the builder. So I'm going to come in here and I'm going to find them. And from here, I can go right into design build. As a member of ABC, you're already here. Your profile has been provided for you as an add value from your association. What's left is for you to come in and claim your profile and add in your projects. If you're a 2020 award winner, you have My Social and other tools already available to you at no cost. Now I can look at Brian and his projects. I can send a message. I can add to network. So this is how the system is working for you in the background.
While we're here, there's a lot of conversation that goes on, a lot of networking that goes on within the Creco environment, within the large group of collaborators that have signed up and are active. You can do deals by speaking to these people. You get to be known as sort of a club and are accepted that way. You can also import all of your contacts. So really it becomes what they used to call an intranet, where you can do all your business internal to a CRE collaborative because you're meeting new people and you're connecting with new people. It's well known that if you want to do business, for example, on Instagram, posting stuff by itself won't work. But if you talk to people and create relationships, then for sure you'll get business and inquiries. It's the same thing on Creco, except it's very select in terms of who you're dealing with. That's the magic of it, really, the making contacts, being in that club, so to speak, to advance your business. And also to get access to people who, you know, who are not contractors, but who are who want to build, who are investing, real estate brokers who want to do things.
Absolutely. The same reason many of you reach out offering courses, raising your brain. It's the same thing you're going to do here. And I'll cover the upload of your network in just a moment. So you've searched for an asset, identified more data, you're seeing more data. Depending on what you have as the technology or subscription service for data, we can bring that in. Not only bring it in here, but a key component is to also be able to push it out. So to your CRM, from your CRM. Searching the network and the companies is only part one. The next, as Howard just alluded to is actually using the networking tools, the ability to not only network with the CRE collaborative platform users, but true to its form, completely customizable, you can bring on your own network that is private to you that you can then interact with in bulk. As they become CRE collaborative users, these people will start to update automatically through the platform what they're doing, what's happening. You can follow them, be alerted to what's happening with them. So thank you, Howard. I'm glad you brought that up because it is a key component, especially as the system grows. What I'm showcasing is my broker profile. So this is live data. We don't show dummy data. Now, as the network grows and you're growing in the system, you're going to want to promote out certain aspects of your business. And we do that by offering you these social share buttons, connectivity tools, as well as bulk messaging, live messaging, and the ability to connect into and across a CRM system. Case in point, here you see that we're connected to Agile CRM. All the deals, all my projects and properties are all listed here, and they're all updated from correct back and forth. This goes back to this connected universe, all to save you time. You're not logging into multiple places. You're getting what you need when you need it. And in many cases, being introduced to the technology that you need to get this done. Now, Howard is our VP of marketing. I do want to give him the floor for a minute, and then we're going to jump over into how to tell if you've been hacked and the 7 ways to protect not only your business, but your personal accounts. Howard, could you just touch on the article you wrote about landing pages and marketing in general, what we offer?
Yes, of course, it would be my pleasure. Landing pages are something that really have to be understood. They are single pages without any tabs that focus on a particular marketing campaign, on a particular building, on a particular capability you have that might be new as a contractor. They have to be very well thought out and designed. One has to, when one writes these things, ask, well, you know, who cares what we're writing? It has to be written in the language that a potential customer would really like. If you're interested in attracting real estate people to help you out with particular contracts, building contracts, then you have to write it for them. If you're talking about a bigger contractor that you want to be a sub on, you have to write these landing pages for them. We identified, I think it was about 14 things in the article that form a pretty good checklist of all the tools you need, things you have to do to be successful at writing these landing pages. Use short language. Use buttons that are not threatening. Use warm colors to attract people. Perhaps use a video. Use search engine optimization tools to make sure the piece gets seen. Test, above all testing. There's really interesting statistics that show that little improvements in a landing page will go a long, long way to increasing your conversion rates.
The point that this conversation should resonate is adapting a message, presenting that message in a very succinct way to the right channel, to the right person. Everything we just discussed in Creco was targeted based on who you are, the assets you focus, in a way in which that it's going to resonate with those parties.
Right.
Now, Howard has just taken you outside of the platform into the big old web, the scary web that's big and broken in many cases. And the way to navigate it successfully is to segment your messaging using landing pages, which in and of themselves are what I call digital billboards on the highway of the internet. The same reason you would buy a billboard for the traffic is to get their attention and direct them to what you need them to know. In many cases, your services. But you have to be smart about it, and that's where Creco can help you gain intelligence, even in addition to our social intelligence engine, as advisors on the marketing side through Howard's group. Please do check out the article at creco.ai/blog or on any of our social channels. But now the big bonus of today, and in recognition of a new channel we are scaling up, is security side of the business. to be clear, we are not a security company. We are not going to provide those services. However, more and more we're hearing about tragic events happening with real estate professionals, data being ransomed, being held hostage, man in the middle of attacks where your data, where somebody sits between you and the bank and reroutes your closing funds. Imagine sending a bill and having a client go to pay you, and the client pays the money to the Middle East. Try explaining that. It is a side of the business that is quite scary when you think about it. And it's no longer just about going to your office and working from your office and locking a file cabinet. These landing pages, this data, everything sits online. And you have to know how to spot problems that are indicating that you may be compromised and that you have to change the way you're operating. The digital you, or digital footprint stemming from your phone, simply, is you. This phone, your phone, represents you and everything you do. And in most cases, if you're like many of us, has all your accounts and all your data, personal and professional. So if someone were to get into your phone, they would get into everything. Not ashamed to say, I suffered a vicious hack, so this is a hot topic for me. And I couldn't access my bank or anything because once they compromised my phone, and we'll go over how and why they were able to intercept the codes that my bank sent me to get into my bank account, all these two-factor authentications. So the things you want to watch out for, the first and foremost, if your phone generally lasts 10 hours a day, and all of a sudden it's only lasting 4, that is a key indicator that something may be wrong. Could be your battery, but it also could mean that somebody is running software on your phone in the background that's draining all the battery. Sluggish performance. If your phone starts freezing and crashing in a way that doesn't make sense, and you restart it and it's still happening, then you need to reboot, get a new phone, or at least review the phone and the data that it has access to. Additionally, those of you who randomly have seen large cellular data usage, even though you don't surf the web, well, ask yourself, why is that? There are cases today where people have compromised a phone and they start texting and using it as a device to broadcast to other devices, specifically outgoing texts. Sure, many of you at this point have received an email from somebody saying, please ignore my emails, I've been hacked. They use you and your systems to then gain access to other people's data. The last two, pop-ups and unusual accounts. Just because it's a phone does not mean it is secure. Quite the opposite, actually. Most people are less conscious of their security on their phone than they are about clicking on links on their computer. Now more than ever, with the increase in texting for business with links, if you don't know a link or you can't read the whole link, don't click on it. And lastly, unusual accounts. Your account is breached. There are systems and tools in place to let you know that your data is on the dark web. One of the greatest tools I can recommend that's low cost or two tools simply is Avast or Lookout. These tools will just ensure you're up to date, review your phone, and also start to mask the traffic from your phone. These are free tools. We're just promoting them here. Feel free to research your own tools. Back to the 7 ways your phone gets compromised: spy apps, phishing by message, global phone network vulnerability, snooping, unauthorized access, malicious charging stations, and the FBI's Stingray. And fake cellular phone towers.
Charging stations? I hadn't even heard about them.
Specific to charging stations. I'm sure we all remember all of a sudden all these public places had these plug-in chargers available in the lobby. Well, when you plug something into your phone, you're basically bypassing all your phone security. So all someone has to do is go in and be a bad actor and put in a device there that's going to pull the data off your phone. So you really shouldn't use public charging stations. And we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's start first with spy apps. Spy apps, first, require somebody to physically put something on your phone. They exist. It happens. That will then mimic your phone and allow them to see what you do, what you type, where you go. Basically, a mirror into your life and how you're using it. Don't worry. To fall victim to this, someone has to physically have your phone and install it. So this is simple to avoid by just being aware of where your phone is. Don't leave your phone places. Routinely check it for apps you don't recognize. If something gets installed you've never heard of, then you should remove it. Going to phishing by messages. as I mentioned, when you're receiving texts and you're seeing these video or something, or check this out, wait a minute, should you open that? If you're not expecting a text link from somebody, don't click on it. If you get an email from somebody with an attachment and you're not expecting it, call them, ask them what it is before you click on it. Only click on things you trust. The global phone network, the SS7 global phone network vulnerability. This is most commonly used by the government to monitor people that of interest. And because of its use by the government, it is not going away. However, in today's world, a sophisticated hacker could get access to your cell phone number. I mean, you list it everywhere. It's on your cell phone. It's on your business cards. And they can then intercept your text messages. Those are the ones that show up green for you, for those of you on an iPhone. So they can see those, exploiting this vulnerability. Those are also the ones that generally come from your bank when you need a code to reset your password. So you can see how very quickly, once you've been compromised in one area, because everything's online together, it starts to snowball. So you need to have a plan in place to recover from this. Snooping via open Wi-Fi networks. Many of you, and I'm in this group, have gone to Starbucks and logged into the Starbucks Wi-Fi. If you've noticed, now more so than ever, when you go somewhere, even the guest Wi-Fi is locked. Why? Because that's the store's real Wi-Fi. It's not the guy sitting in his van next door broadcasting a Wi-Fi for free so he can monitor what you type in and how you type it in. You should never do your banking on someone else's Wi-Fi. You should never be logging into secure information on someone else's Wi-Fi unless you've already set up a virtual private network that tunnels into your office or home to move about. This is probably one of the most common things that happens to everyone. And in most cases, guys, I don't want to scare you. 70% of households have been hacked at one point or another through the year, and most, nothing ever happens. But you really don't want to be the 30%. The estimated damages for a corporation, if they are victim of a hack, is in the millions of dollars for large-scale corporations. Many times, the hacker is there for many, many months collecting data and gaining access to everything. Staples was a great example. They accessed one computer and through that continued through the others, gaining access to a wealth of client data, customer data. Unauthorized access to iClouds and Google Clouds. Now, how many people watching this have an iCloud or a Google Cloud login that is their first and last name? And chances are your password might be the same password as your Facebook password or another system. So with your name and a few guesses, they can gain access to your iCloud or Google Cloud. How many people sitting here will go, oh my God, that has everything? Because it had everything for me. I fell victim and lost access to all of these things. So there are steps you need to take. You should never use your password in multiple places. You should also try to randomize your usernames. First name, last name is not a good username. Just means it's you, it's easy to guess. The more steps you can put between getting access, the better off you are. Many people today, actually, for their security questions, because of social media, don't use a real first pet, for instance. Or they don't use the name they went, or the name of the high school they went to, because all of that's available online. So these personal questions are no longer private data. You should think about that. This presentation will be made available to everyone in attendance as part of the recording. Darren Hayes is one of the top 10 forensic computer scientists in the country, and his group Code Detectives in partnership with us is also available to look at your infrastructure and to talk with you for those that have an interest. The malicious charging stations, Howard, that you are interested in.
Yes.
Simply takes the ubiquitous need for charging your phone and provides a cable with a battery. You come in, you put your phone in, and all of a sudden, because your phone's plugged in, you unlock it to do something while it's plugged in. It's now wide open. And all the data gets siphoned off of it. And just like that, you've given the hacker keys to everything. Bring your own charger wherever you go. Buy a battery pack. Avoid charging stations that are made available to the public. That's not to say that everyone is malicious. You just, again, don't want to be the percentage that gets hacked. Number seven, the stingrays operate, in effect, taking all cellular traffic within a given perimeter for miles and passing it all through, let's call it a router. And that way they can monitor and analyze all the traffic that goes through it. The point I'm making here is if the government can do it, today, a hacker with a laptop can do it. In closing, the challenging thing is what police have legal power to do, hackers can do the same. We are no longer in the realm of technology that costs millions, which only the military have access to. Individuals with intent to interfere with communications have the ability to do so, from security insiders to less tech-savvy folk. Be mindful of what you put on your device. Use a password manager, in many cases, a physical key that gets plugged into the computer to log into secure areas. All of this and more is available online. It's your job to educate yourself, but we can certainly help guide you in many areas, marketing, security, as well as technology. Scary stuff, isn't it, Howard? When I have this conversation with people, even 2 years ago, people really didn't understand how vulnerable they were. And in most cases, the hacker will come, they'll sniff around, they won't see anything of value, and they'll move on. The question is, how valuable is the data you have? You have to do a risk assessment here. What is the likelihood that somebody would recognize the value and use it? How can you protect yourself systematically? Now, with more and more people working at home, opportunity to be hacked has grown exponentially.
It's super concerning. Getting hacked can take your whole wealth away, can destroy your business. It's really not worth taking a chance.
Right. Why take the chance? There is things you can do, places you can find the information you need, and professionals you can hire to help. And that's the point of Siri Collaborative as a business, is to drive technology enablement into commercial real estate businesses, big and small, so they can flourish and thrive. In line with that, Howard, marketing, your group, What If, What Next, with the mission there to help companies get their brand out in a way in which that returns business, I'm assuming.
Yes, indeed.
And then for the cybersecurity side, to protect you, your information, your identity across your infrastructure, your business, and your personal lives. I think we scared the room quiet on this one. Again, everyone on the call, please, it's shocking, but understand that there are simple steps you can take to protect yourself. And awareness is step one. If you have questions after the call, if you want to meet with our experts or just research this further, go to creco.ai/blog. We have a few articles there on this subject, more coming soon. As far as the marketing side, we do have some time here, Howard. If you're open to it, I'd like to pass you the control. I'd like for you to expand on the marketing landing pages.
Really, if you're building websites, it's important to select the right tools because you can be hacked. If you have a blog, if you don't have the up-to-date security, you can be in pretty difficult trouble. I've seen this time and time again where you will be taken over. So let's go down the deck. I have about 14 main ideas. Let's look at number one, if you could slide me down. The purpose. A landing page is really to be able to present your sparkling value proposition, the thing that makes you not a little bit different, but tremendously different. If you don't have anything, that is well above your competition. If you want to survive, it might well be worth to start thinking in that direction. What makes you entirely unique that no one else can duplicate? For Creco, for example, you know, there are other people out there who do something similar, not as well as we do, but that's not really enough. The thing that makes us special is our network, our collaborators that no one else has. No one has those relationships. So that's an example of something that makes us stand out. The other thing is this new security offering that makes us even more valuable.
Where Creco is unique is it gives the same level of technology that you would find at the top tier, top 10 businesses, the largest in the country, for each investor, developer, verticals, builder, and gives you access to the same level of data technology and connectivity, networking, so you can be and operate at a level comparative to those.
If you can go down to structure, this is really important. Websites now are looked at in different ways. Of course, we know mobile is important. People use their cell phones all the time. They live and die with them. So your website has to really look good for a mobile environment. I'm always surprised coming across major companies that don't have a mobile-friendly site, that have their website on a mobile phone that really looks right out of 2015. It's important to update your website so they work. If you speak to a major growth area is voice search. People are not, especially the younger people, are not typing in a question. They're talking to their phones. I know I'd like to do more of it, but somehow I'm stuck. My kids use voice search. There is ways to build in voice search into your website so you show up on voice search engines. You might want to consider on 4C some interactivity. You can have a landing page that has web chat, that's automated, that's web bots, that really get you closer to the customer, whether there is a problem or a question about a new offering. That interactivity is really important.
Yes, so web chat and web bots, I know some of you on the call barely have a website today. Hopefully this will help you change that. We live in the world of now, instantly. You want instant response, instant now. That doesn't mean you have to pick up the phone. By providing a web chat, web bot, when they reach out with a question, they get an instant response. The comprehensive view of the business, which comes back to your digital twin with us.
Just before I lose the point, if you have a website that you've been thinking about updating, that your kids look at and sort of roll their eyes, send over the URL to myself or Andreas, and we'll take a look at where it's standing, how fast it is, where you are in terms of some of these structural issues. No charge for that. It would be our pleasure.
And you can always put it in the live chat button on the website. If you go to Creco.ai, example, simply come down here to the chat, put in your information, and the team will jump back to you as appropriate.
If you could move down, let's see, design, copy. Copy has a big, long list. The bottom line of the whole thing is keep it simple and punchy. Too many words really just glaze people's eyes over. Writing is a difficult thing to do well. But when it does, it really sings. Call to action, of course, have one thing on a landing page that you want people to do and make it easy for them to do it with forms, which is point 10. It's not your website. Too many requests just confuse the issue and make the person say, well, so this guy isn't, you know, this company isn't really speaking to me, and they move on. It has to be speaking to you directly that will get you to buy a service, will get you a phone call. If you can move down. The last couple of points are critical. Search engine optimization is a bit of a wizard's domain. However, there are things that are very important behind it. If you have the right on-page coding, the keywords within in the back end of your website, you will get seen on Google. If you have articles that are engaging, are interesting, are important to your customers, you will get seen on Google. And there's tools such as SEMrush, which I use, is the best. It's a little bit expensive, but it's the best. And Yoast that can really help you do a good job. You don't necessarily need an expert for an ongoing campaign, maybe at the beginning of a website. But
is it fair to say that all this can be accomplished, although it could be expensive, all this can be accomplished on a budget and be incredibly effective? Because most of the time when people mention SEO, I think big dollar signs.
Yes. And to be very, very specific, we build in WordPress because it's secure, and we use SEMrush and Yoast to determine keywords and to help with link building. You can buy these programs for $100. It's not $100, for less than $100 a month. You can plug into their tools and also teach yourself how to do SEO or teach someone in your team to do it. No, you can do it on your own if you invest in the right tools. SEMrush and Yoast both have amazing training programs that you can even get a certification on. That's well worth it. To be quite blunt, that's how I learned how to do SEO. I just spent enough time on these things and got a sense for them.
I always want to remind people as we talk about these subjects, could you learn it? Probably, potentially. Should you learn it is a better question. What is an hour of your time worth? To find that out, you need to find that out. And I've got a few calculators that we've used in classes that we've taught. If you can hire someone for less than what your hourly rate is, you should probably do so, because you should focus on what you do best. That's why we have marketing with Howard. That's why we brought in a top 10 digital forensics professor to handle the cybersecurity. You always want to surround yourself with the people that are best at what they do.
I take a particular interest because I'm a researcher and a writer by, my core skill. I track articles on SEO and landing pages and content marketing on an ongoing basis almost every day through my Google feed. And I read them and I take all the information and sort of chew them down into pieces like you see in front of you. Two more points and then I'll stop. Your websites, your landing pages must be fast. If they aren't, your effectiveness it drops off significantly. I think it's about 50% on it. There are ways to assess your speed and tools and ways to speed them up. The last thing is testing. You don't develop a website and then look at it 4 years later, which was one of my clients started to do. So we're rebuilding their website entirely, putting up two websites, testing on an ongoing basis. Little improvements can really increase your revenue, interestingly. If you can do that, then it's called A-B testing, then you could be quite successful in all these activities. I would like to put a challenge out there before I go. If you see the place for a landing page for a property that you're doing to get more interest, give us a call and we can set you up with a first-class landing page that you can compare against your other marketing material. You could do a test. And I'm just sure that we'll create something that'll be amazing for you.
And if you don't know what could be a landing page, anything that is a press release, a project, something you want to highlight about your business, that's a simple place to start. All right, just one or two more questions. How do we follow up, or how do they follow up? Howard's information is right there if you'd like to call him directly. Additionally, simply go to cracker.ai. It's without logging in, you're still going to see all the information you need, not only for us, but for anyone in the platform. So you can always get to what you need in the shortest time frame as possible. You can also use the live chat. To log in, go to the homepage. If you don't have your credentials, it's your email by default. Simply hit forgot password and it will send right out to you. And with that, I want to thank everyone for joining. I want to thank Howard for being a co-host today. Looking forward to seeing everyone next month. Or in the interim, please reach out. And thank you, Chris Abel, for helping us grow this partnership. And thank you, ABC, for being such an incredible, forward-thinking, innovative association, providing all these ad values for your members.
Thanks a lot. This was great. It's wonderful, the reaching out and talking about what we do to people.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.